Festival of Words. Daryl is very involved in the Festival of Words as well, and you all were talking more specifically about the drive-by poetry segment of that, which my guest Bruce Cohn is directing. My other guests are Roz Spencer, who is on the board of Festival of Words. She is also organizing the community stage, and Angie Joel, who will be performing on the community stage for Festival of Words. And I'm really delighted to have Angie here with us. I've had the great pleasure in the past month or so to hear her perform twice, and it's truly a delight and a pleasure to hear her. So we're going to start off just by kind of recapping what the Festival of Words is. Bruce, if you could just...
Sure. This is the fifth year of the Festival of Words. Star created and co-executive produced by Patrice Melnick from Grand Coteau, runs a Kasai Sul boutique shop. And she's a poet and a writer, and published, I might add, new book out. And she wanted to make a connection to the community that she lives in and loves so much, and the parish of St. Landry. So she put together this festival. And like I said, we're in the fifth year, and this thing just grows and grows and grows. Mm-hmm. It's like a little plant that you know, once a little seed that's now almost a, you know, not a full-grown tree, but it's getting there. It's every year I'm seeing more and more people come out, and I think we're going to see a tremendous amount come out for the event this year.
Well, one of the great characteristics of this festival is it's many festivals and conferences having to do with literature invite writers to come in.
Correct.
And it's very nice. There are readings and we have workshops. But this festival is very unique in that it really involves the community, this local community, and to a scale that I've really not seen before in
right.
other literary festivals. I know Patrice works very hard at it, and she has the help of people like Roz and yourself, Bruce, to help organize these intensely local interactions with word. And that's a fabulous part of this festival. So I know we spoke more in detail about the poetry, the drive-by poetry
right.
the last time. I know you're also very involved in the workshops that are going to happen with Festival of Words, and mm-hmm. maybe you could mention some of those.
Well, in fact, I'm the coordinator of the drive-by, or the performance coordinator of the drive-by. And what I did yesterday was I went to the high school students specifically that are going to be involved in the drive-by on the 10th. And I went to their high schools, Opelousas and St. Martinville, so we're branching out a little bit this year, and just spent some time with them, listen to the poems that they are going to recite from the actual poets who are going to be a part of this year's festival, and work with them in a performance-type atmosphere, getting them comfortable with walking into a grocery store and reciting poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these students are poets themselves, so we're going to give them an opportunity to recite their own poetry.
As we mentioned the last time, it's hard enough just to get up on a stage, but to
yes.
go into an arena
right.
where people haven't paid to come in or chosen
right.
to come in, that takes a level of
that's
courage.
That's the whole aspect. That's mm-hmm. the whole idea. Now, the owners of the stores know
yes.
we're coming. But the
it's not totally guerrilla poetry.
No. Patrice sets that up ahead of time. We've been doing this, like I said, this is the fifth year, so they know we're coming. But the customers don't always know.
Mm-hmm.
So they're equally surprised, and it's a way of putting poetry in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's throwing those words out there in the air and letting them seep wherever they do. And again, seeds, planting the seeds, and that's what this is all about, making connection to the community.
Right. Well, and you're particularly suited to help them with performance because you're a director, and you've directed
Correct.
Many, many plays in the area.
Correct.
And quite
teach.
Good at work. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Teach as well. And so all of that combined, Patrice came to me last year and said, you know, I would like for you, with your performance background, to get involved in that aspect. And I said, yeah, baby, let's do it.
Well, now for those people who would like to experience some of these drive-bys, do you have them listed on a website, or you just have to be there at the moment when it happens?
It's kind of a momentary thing. It's going to happen specifically between 11 and 2,
mm-hmm.
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Coteau. We're basically staying in Grand Coteau this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, years to come, I think we're going to try to spread out throughout the parish a little bit more. Maybe we've already had some done in Lafayette. We do it at the art walks at times. But we're going to branch out. But this year specifically, on the 10th, we're staying in Grand Coteau, and like I say, it's between 11 and 2 p.m. And at the same time, Roz can illuminate on it. We'll have the stage, which is basically a flatbed truck that Patrice has parked right on the side of her building, which is an open field, and it offers as a performance stage for anybody to get up. Basically, we do have people scheduled, but also we'll have opportunities for people to get up free-form, open mic type thing.
Okay. So if they would like to find out more about the drive-by, they can go to the website.
Right. Festivalofwords.org.
All right. So the community stage, I know you're very excited about that, Roz.
Yes.
It's a combination of both scheduled readers and also people who would like to read. Now, you and again, those who are able to listen to you this past Tuesday know how committed you are to Word. And that extends deep in so many areas of your life. You're very involved with Project Sound.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is funny, as long as I can remember growing up, I always wanted to be a writer, but I find myself more and more every year becoming involved in the advocacy of keeping that choice for young people to be able to write and celebrating creativity. And I think I found more freedom in advocacy for arts education than I found freedom even as a writer. I just find a satisfaction in it. And that's what I want to show on a community stage. We have well-trained poets. We have poets who are seasoned. We have young poets. We have new poets. And we want to create a conversation between these poets and the audience, which is what's so great about the community stage, is people from the audience can go up and, during open mic, perform. And then it's like a conversation is saying, we have received your words, we hear them, and this is what we have to say. And I really, really enjoy that. And that's why I respect Patrice so much with her Festival Words and her reading series, is she cares so much about the community, especially this community of Grand Coteau, which I'm also falling in love with that area more and more every day I go there, because it's so refreshing. And when people come to Festival Words, they'll see that it's beautiful. It's this quiet little town. It's so refreshing, and it just soothes you, and it soothes your spirit. It's very peaceful. And writers, I think, would especially identify with it, because you feel this sense of quiet, and that's a great moment for you to write, and it's a great time of inspiration. You can walk the grounds. They're open all the time. You can walk the grounds of St. Charles. You can go to the Thinstead Center, which is one of the things we do, which Patrice is big in, which I also find great, is the oral history part. So I love that about Festival Words and the community stage. I think it's just one more representation of what Festival Words has to offer.
Well, like, again, that sharing of word, which, you know, we're used to going to a lecture or a poetry reading and someone reading at us, but that sharing and seeing people on stage who are from your own community, that's a rare thing and a very special thing that has been created with Festival of Words. Now, I know with us, Angie Jolie is here. She will be one of the performers on the community stage. Angie, tell us just a bit about your background. How did you get into word, into writing?
Yes, well, I've been writing for a very long time, since I was a little girl. However, getting up in front of people and sharing my spoken voice was a little challenge for me. But one day I decided, well, if I put rhythm behind the word, then it would help me as well as help, you know, my audience. And then, of course, I show children how they can put rhythm behind words, and it's easier to remember. I think it's effective that way when you put rhythm behind the words.
Right. Yeah. So did you... how old were you when you started actually performing publicly things that you had written?
Oh, my goodness. It was probably, I would say I started very young, Maybe about 19, 20 years old.
Okay, so yeah. Your late teens when you actually were able to get up in front of other people.
In front of other people, yes.
And where was that? What kind of a situation was
that? Well, I started in church, as do a lot of other people.
Right.
And we first started in church and then branched out, started doing some recording with some friends, you know, people local artists. And then a few years ago, I did some background singing with a reggae group and found myself later on doing poetry. I can thank one of my brothers for that. He threw me in and said, hey, you can do that. We want you writing all the time. You can do that. And got in front of a crowd and began to speak. And then later I said, hey, hold on. I'll put rhythm behind it. And so now you find me doing a lot of a cappella pieces on the poetry scene.
It's a very, very unique presentation of word. I think everyone who hears you is quite taken by that because it doesn't fit into a niche. You know, I think we're aware of kind of rap, that kind of rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, we're aware of straight poetry. We're aware of songs. But the way you fit your words and music is very unusual.
Well, I think I started with my children. I think that's where the a cappella singing, changing up the pattern, well, the rhythm of ABCs. I would sing to my babies. And I guess it flowed from there. Begin to sing to other people in that way. And then everybody that I came across was like, oh, that's a unique way that you sing the alphabet. But I sang like this to my children to calm them. And I think it worked. It worked.
Well, and that's interesting that you say that, because I think another thing that would characterize, and I heard several people describe it, there's a very calming kindliness to the sound of your words when you're presenting them. And I know you were a little hesitant to do a piece here, but if you have something simple, maybe that, and Roz is really happy about the prospect of this, if you would feel comfortable maybe giving people a sense of.
Well, I can sing a very short piece of Que Sera. That song, it's been staying, you know, with me for a while now. And I think it's very good for children and for the spoken word community. We always ask in ourselves at certain times, you know, where's my place in life? And, yeah, so I'll do that because it That'd sticks with me. Just a short piece. Okay. When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera, whatever will be. Que sera, whatever will be. Thank you.
You know, what's so interesting when I hear you sing, I don't even know quite how to describe it, when you've presented your own words, how you mix these melodies. I mean, that's obviously a tune that everyone knows, but you have this way of weaving in with your own poetry melodies that seem familiar, but you create them in your own way.
Yeah, just, I don't know how to explain it, but it's a when I'm at home and I'm doing it, or when I'm doing it with my kids, it's a piece. It's a piece for me to sing it in a different melody, in a different way. And I feel as though I'm coaxing people. I'm calming the soul.
Well, I have to say yes, absolutely to that. And I think anyone who listens to your performance will feel that way. And this gives me some insight into, you know, and I think people probably did that more often. We sang more at home. That was a common thing for families to get together, for individuals to sing. I guess we rely on recordings now.
Yeah, my family, I mean, I have a whole lot of musicians that I follow in the family. And my grandmother, you know, we all had the grandmother that would sing to us and sing lullabies. I've had grandparents to do that with me. And in return, I do it with my children. I take, like we're telling you, nursery rhymes, mm-hmm. and soothe them, because it's a way that you sing the song. It's the way that you communicate with the heart and the soul to calm a baby. We all do it. We change the lyrics. We change the words, mm-hmm. because every baby is different. Mm-hmm. Every heart is different. But it's just it's a peaceful way of doing it.
Right.
Well, I think you can look at every song lyrics as poetry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Well, that was going to be my question. Since you've begun putting your words to your rhythm, how has that changed your approach to writing? What kinds of things do you write about, and what subjects do you choose?
It's always love.
Always love. At the base.
It's always love, and I'm rolling my eyes because I was criticized for it. Somebody asked me, why is it that everything I listen to, it's about love? But I think, for me, I think it's in me. It's written on my soul. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, when I'm writing or when I'm singing, I'm mostly singing in the house mm-hmm. to the children. Mm-hmm. It's a piece for me. I've always done it, and it's just a natural thing.
That's what you're conveying to them.
Yes, it's always love. I mm-hmm. love people, mm-hmm. and I love souls, and I love to calm somebody and mm-hmm. show them love. Whether it's godly love mm-hmm. or human nature.
Mm-hmm. So you're using your words and your music to do that.
Yes.
I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guests are Angie Joelle, who will be performing in Grand Coteau at the Festival of Words on the community stage. Roz Spencer is organizing the community stage, which is a very important part of the Festival of Words. And Roz, what day is that stage going to be?
That's going to be November 10th mm-hmm. from 11 to 2:30 p.m.
Okay, and that is a Saturday.
Yes.
Right. So the Festival of Words runs November 8th through the 10th. And Bruce, maybe you can tell us just some of the other things that will be happening
sure.
over those 3 days.
Well, we kick off Thursday on November 8th at the Sunset Library, Regional Library. There's always a contest that goes on in conjunction with the Festival Awards. We get people to submit writings, and the awards presentation basically is going to kick off the Festival Awards on Thursday, November 8th at the library, followed by some readings from Bonnie McDonald and Zero. I think he just goes by Zero. Yes. Now, he has a name, but I'm just going to say Zero. And they'll do some spoken word and some Q&A, and then there'll be an open mic, too. Mm-hmm. So just start kicking off the festival. If you want, you'll have an opportunity to express yourself. And that's really what it's about. It's about mm-hmm. expression. And the passion that I heard in your singing, the passion that, you know, comes from poetry, the passion mm-hmm. that comes from lyrics.
Thank you.
That's what it's all about. And that's how you make the human connection.
Yes. Right. Well, again, yes. that element of this festival, that readers, singers like yourself, inspiring others to get up and share their words and their music.
It's a beautiful gathering mm-hmm. of beautiful souls. I went there last year's performance, and that was so mm-hmm. beautiful. Oh, the coming together of people and different voices mm-hmm. and different experiences, life experience.
Yes.
I had never experienced anything like that before. Mm-hmm. So I will be there.
Yeah.
I will be there.
Well, again, characterizing that Festival of Words, which will take place in Grand Coteau, South St. Landry Parish and St. Martin Parish, allowing that dialogue, that exchange of experiences and emotions on the stage and at these various events. So opening Thursday evening,
yes.
and then things happening all day Friday.
Where just Friday evening.
Friday evening.
Patrice and Jarvis DeBerry is mm-hmm. another one of the poets. We'll be doing some reading at Casa Azul. And then Saturday, it kicks off, 10:30, 11 o'clock mm-hmm. with the drive-by and the stage. And then there are events and seminars planned all day, and you can find all this information at festivalwords, all one lowercase, mm-hmm. .org.
All right. And Roz, are you going to be performing at all on the community stage?
I do. I hope to.
We'll coerce her. We'll push her up there.
We're trying to
organize. I'm going to get up there. If I can get up there, you can get up there. Yeah.
Now, for those people who might be thinking right now, you know, I might like to do that open mic and maybe share. Do you have any restrictions in length or anything people might want to be thinking about?
You know, I would love to say, oh, no, I want you to go for 20 minutes. But... to be honest, coming from organizing a few events, I've learned that I just tell people, I want you to get up there. I want you to read your work. Gauge your audience. Always gauge your audience. Yeah. Know who you're reading to. If you know that you are going to completely turn your audience off, are you doing it for the right reason then? Mm-hmm. So I asked him, I'm like, freely share. However, please don't go over 7 to 10 minutes because... Right.
Just being respectful to other performers. Just,
yes, and it is. It really is. It's a sign of respect to other performers.
And because because it's a community event, last year I saw a lot of families.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you have to keep that in mind,
too. Be conscious
of that. Yeah, absolutely. Family friendly. Yeah.
Well, again, if you just haven't been able to write down everything we're saying, festivalofwords.org, you can find the complete schedule there, all the information you need to know about the performances. Is there anything
What Festival of Words is that this event is free. It's free to the public. Mm-hmm. These seminars, the workshops that are offered by these authors, including the poet laureate Julie Kane, these are free. This is free to the public. This is free to anyone who wants to walk in and participate. And we want to encourage that. So I would just love to also encourage everyone to take the time and visit the website. And if you want to donate $1 or $5 to show support and to continue for this to be free, please, because I know how hard Patrice and everyone works and comes together to offer this. And I would love Patrice to see this outpouring of love and support, which we've had quite a bit this year, and we're very touched by it.
Well, wasn't there a Kickstarter campaign?
Yes, there's a Kickstarter campaign.
We met our goal, right?
Okay. So obviously a lot of people wanting to ensure that it works really well. So I know you want to make sure that everyone feels free and open to attend every event.
Yes,
and you did mention
it's open to the public.
The current...
anyone.
Poet Laureate Julie Kane.
Yes.
Can we know when she's going to be reading?
Yeah, Julie is, I believe she's scheduled for Saturday at 1 o'clock at Catahoula's, which I think is closed restaurant-wise, but is being used as a facility for the seminars.
How lovely.
And the readings.
They're opening the doors. So that is on that schedule as well if you go to the website.
Right, that will be she'll perform on Saturday the 10th.
All right. So again, if you're just tuning in, we are talking about the Festival of Words taking place centered around Grand Coteau, but other places as well. Festivalofwords.org. My guest, Bruce Cohn, who has organized the drive-by poetry sessions, which are going to be lovely, and hopefully a lot of people will get to experience those. Ross Spencer on the board of the Festival of Words, organizing the community stage, and Angie Joelle, who will be performing on the community stage. And I know people might want to be, are wondering, you said you've had recordings done. Is there anywhere people can hear your work online?
Or? Yes, I have an album called Breathe. It's named Breathe on Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. It's at iTunes.
So you can listen to it there.
And Rhapsody.
Okay, so people can experience your work before they attend the Festival of Words. Well, thank you all for coming by and sharing, and we look forward to the Festival of Words growing and encouraging more people to express themselves and perform as well. Thank you so much, all of you.
Thanks,
thank you for having us.